What are your favorite units of measurement, Jerry?
Oh, I don't know. I've always been sort of partial to the furlong, the fortnight, the degree Fahrenheit.
Those are good ones. But how about the dollar?
Well, I must admit to a certain fondness for the dollar, but I gotta tell you, I don't really think of it so much as a unit of measurement.
Oh, but it is. And it turns out that the dollar's role in the development of our modern systems of measurement was crucial. This is Science Matters. I'm John Henshaw.
And I'm Jerry McCoy.
Back in 1785, the United States was less than 10 years old. Our fledgling country had lots of problems, not the least of which was that the country did not have a standardized currency system, and this made doing business difficult.
So what did we do?
Well, Thomas Jefferson, who was then a member of Congress, recommended a plan that eventually became law, establishing the dollar as the U.S. currency. Standardizing the currency was important, but looking back, it was by no means the most revolutionary aspect of this legislation.
So what else did old Jefferson have up his sleeve?
The bill that became law required that the new currency, the dollar, be measured using the decimal system.
A decimal system being one in which everything is measured in powers of 10.
10 pennies make one dime, 10 dimes make $1, and so on.
I've always felt like a decimal system makes a lot of sense for creatures that have 10 fingers and toes like you and me.
It sounds like you and Thomas Jefferson would have gotten along just fine. The new decimal system of currency made the United States one of the first countries in the world to standardize a decimal system.
Are you talking about just money or all units of measurement?
All units. Back in 1785, the various units of measurement in use throughout the world were a bewildering jumble, to put it mildly. Not only did each country use different measures, but even within many countries, there were multiple systems in use.
So in addition to money, you're talking about units for measuring length, weight, volume, and so on?
Everything that we measure. If you were a cloth merchant in France, for example, every village and town that you visited to sell your wares had its own units for measuring the length of a piece of cloth.
Oh my goodness, that must have made doing business a nightmare. So what happened to change the situation?
What happened was one of the bloodiest uprisings of all time, the French Revolution.
You mean with Marie Antoinette, the guillotine and all that?
All that, and what we now know as the metric system. The leaders of the French Revolution were the very epitome of zealotry. They wanted to change practically everything about France, its government, its laws, its culture.
And its units of measurement.
Absolutely. The metric system was a child of the French Revolution. The leaders of the revolution were certainly zealous, but they were also motivated by practical considerations, much as Jefferson was when he had advocated for the decimal dollar in the U.S. In fact, the French were said to have been inspired, at least in part, by the practical nature of a decimal system as epitomized by the U.S. dollar.
But they didn't stop with just money, did they?
Oh, no. Among other things, they gave us the meter, the kilogram, and the liter, all of which are decimal measures. And get this, they even tried to institute a decimal system for measuring time.
Time? Are you joking me?
No, absolutely not. For a few years in France in the 1790s, decimal time was the law of the land. There were 10 months in a year, 10 days in a week, 10 hours in a day, and 100 minutes in an hour.
Well, obviously, this was one aspect of revolutionary France that did not catch on.
It did not. But you can still find some old decimal clocks in museums in France. Instead of having 12 hours on the dial, they only have 10.
So decimal time was a failure, but everything else succeeded.
Pretty much. The meter, the kilogram, the liter, and all the rest eventually became the standard, but it took much longer than you might imagine. Even in France, it took nearly 100 years before the old weights and measures disappeared entirely.
And so here we are, more than 200 years later.
I know where you're headed. This is the painful part of the story for a couple of American scientific types like you and me.
The list of countries in the world that have not officially adopted the metric system is pretty short, isn't it, John?
There are, let's see now, three countries on that list. You've got your Burma, your Liberia, and the United States.
John, do you think we'll get there someday?
We can always hope, Jerry. From the University of Tulsa, this is Science Matters. I'm John Henshaw.
And I'm Jerry McCoy.